Blog Talk Radio.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Quick, welcome Saturday night, Grudge Inc. What's going on out there? We got a lot to get to tonight. A lot of things been happening. Oklahoma City boys talking a whole bunch of shit again. But we'll take care of them in a minute. Because I got reinforcement coming in. And these guys are finally going to get called out and go down for the bitches that they are. More talk tonight about our shootout out here in California. People have been asking a lot of questions about when, where, how many cars, who's coming. You know the drill. I'm really upbeat about the show this week with all the stuff going on. Got a lot of phone calls this week, a lot of supporters. You know, a lot of things been going on with the show and people upset and whatever, but you know, I'm just going to look past it and move on forward. And with this stuff coming up right now, we're gonna have a great show, man. And this is gonna get interesting. What I did was I found a way on the Murder Nova's link and gave him a little message. He posted a video about being the fastest street race car in the country. I've been talking with Tough Enough and a whole big spiel about that, how these guys keep talking about being on top, but they don't talk about how Chicago fucked them up. That's the part that I don't understand. But all will come to a head. I have maybe tonight, but next Saturday night for sure. Wait, hold on one sec here. I got to bring in my boy. Shake and bake.
What's going on, Teo?
Oh, brother, it has been getting wild out here in California, man. Did you get my picture today?
Yeah, man. Why are you teasing me about that sunshine and weather?
God love it, California, baby.
I'm going to have Tyson jump on you.
Yeah, you know, I had to send that to you guys. I was down at the baseball field today, and I think, you know what? Such a beautiful day. I got to send this. I just got to send it out there and let them know that I'm thinking about them. What's up? How's it going?
If you can't bottle it and send it over here to Detroit, I don't want it.
Hey, man, I was just letting you know, saying, hey, I'm thinking about you guys. I love you. And here we go.
That's all. That kind of that love-hate type thing, huh?
Yeah, you know it. You love to hate me.
Man, that looked like some beautiful weather. You was on the baseball diamond, wasn't you?
Yeah, I was out the field today.
God, I see. What was that way in the background? Because I got a smartphone. That sucker looked like mountains.
I'm sorry. I'll tell you what that is. It wasn't mountains. About 26 miles offshore is Catalina Island. That blue stuff, that's the ocean. That's the Pacific Ocean.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's how we roll, baby. Every day, all day.
Teo, send me an airplane flight. Your next paycheck, man. Send me a flight. I want to come see this.
I'm gonna bring you guys out here. I'm telling you, man. When we have that shootout, I'm getting you and Tyson out here, brother. You bank on that.
All right. You gonna mess around, and Tyson gonna be like, "Babe, when you coming back home?"
You guys didn't hear him come back home.
I ain't never. I'm gonna be like on Harlem Night that girl told him, I ain't never coming home no more."
I'm going to go find a warehouse. I'm going to go find a warehouse. And what I'm going to do is one side of it's going to be for engine building. The other side's going to be for paint. You guys ain't going home. You come out here.
I heard that. We're going to paint everything in California pink.
Shake, listen to this, man. When my mom came out from St. Louis,
right.
My grandparents came out to visit, and my grandfather told my grandmother, "Go home, sell the house, sell everything, cause I ain't going back." And my grandfather lived his days out here.
What?
He wasn't going back to that cold.
I don't blame him.
That's going to be you guys, man. I'm telling you.
I seen that picture. I'm like, oh, sucks. This is worth investigating.
So listen to this, man. Oh, wait. We got the choir in now, man. Now I'm really going to be in deep shit. Watch this.
Shake, don't believe
what's going
on that picture. That was a picture he took off the wall. That was a picture he got hanging up in his house, man. Don't believe that.
That was one of them Jet magazine pictures.
Man, why you guys hate now?
I blew it up on my phone, and I seen a page down at the bottom said page number 27.
No,
that's Jet magazine. Tell you ain't
get
right,
out.
Man. You had me driving to the airport with all
trees in the background. I'm like, wait a minute, California ain't got no palm tree.
Oh, we got everything, baby. Hey,
Tell you ain't right, man.
Tell Shake about the picture you sent back with me. He sent me a picture back in booty shorts and a towel and a bottle of oil, like he was already going to the beach. I kept the picture was for him. Come on now.
Oh, man.
So listen, I want to recap what I was talking about earlier in the show since you guys are in, man. We're going straight to the top with this. Oklahoma City, I know this is a beating a horse, dead horse, but I got to tell you what's up. Posted a video on Facebook. bragging about being the fastest street race cars in America. Well, people started posting back. So did I. Tough Enough, out of the great state of Illinois, posted a video of him waxing Sonoma's ass, gapping his ass, and they still want to talk nonsense. So I sent a message to Tough Enough, told him about the show, and he's working tonight. He's going to try and call in. But guess who I contacted? And he's shooting a movie out here, so he might not be able to make it tonight. But Big Swag, Brett Wagner, will be on the show next Saturday night for sure.
Oh, on your show?
Oh, yes, how we rolling out in Cali.
That's what's up.
You know, Brett Wagner, he's a real good guy. And I met him when we did who was it? Steve Fullen, the producer of Pink's All Out.
Uh-huh.
One of the seasons, it was the starting of the season. He had like a premiere thing at his shop. And we went there. I got invited. You know, I got invited for coming in second place. How you like that? So we'll go there and I meet Brent. I meet his fiance. And what a down-to-earth guy. This guy just loves racing. But you know what? He likes the right kind of racing. The safe kind of racing. He's not into the street racing stuff. Taking a chance of getting somebody hurt or killed. So, you know, and I told him, sent him a message. Come on the show, man, because all the shit that was, because there was another clown that was saying a whole bunch of stuff back to him, like, you know, you need to shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. This is Brent Wagner from Pastime.
Yeah.
I think he's seen enough racing. It's all about keeping people safe. And that's what we want to do. That's what Grudge Inc. does. They have these events to take the street race and put it on the track. But I want to know why these guys are still shooting off their mouths about being the fastest street race cars, and their number one got took out by Tough Enough. They went to Chicago, left Chicago with their tail between their legs, and ain't going back. They may say they're going to go back, but they're not, just to get beat again. So, you know, let them say what they want to say, do what they want to do. But when it comes down to it, and it's all said and done, those guys are a bunch of fake-ass bitches. And I put on his website, the show, I left the number, said, call in, punk. So I don't know what else I got to do to get him to call in. Man, it bugs me. You know, it's like,
why are they scared to grudge race on a track? Because they know they fall up on the street.
Well, it's
and
this.
And they get to the track, but they scared their car going to hook and slow down or something.
No, this is what they do. And this is what you have to understand. One, it's a TV show. Okay.
Right.
Now, I put their TV show right up there with, like, The Roadrunner and Coyote.
Chips.
Fast and Furious. All that shit that's not real, but they keep thinking they're something.
Right.
And here's the part that gets me. They claim to be putting out 3,000 horse.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if they are or not. But I know the cars that they're racing, maybe about 2,000 horse less than them.
What?
So basically, it's like a sixth grader fighting a first grader.
What? So basically they bullying their way. They picking the car they want to race and bully them into a race.
Pretty much. So they'll go from city to city to city, and we got this guy. They don't talk about the payoff. They don't talk about racing anybody real fast. And that's the part that makes me crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because these guys claim to be the fastest, but haven't raced the fastest.
Right. Hey, you know,
and then when they stepped up in Chicago...
I think in one of the episodes where they had what's those tests to run that circuit, drag week. They had a couple of those cats on there. My man with the big Chevy. They had an all motor, Chevelle. And man, it's mighty funny that all them cats get on there and all of them get whooped. But them same guys is record holders. The one got the all-motor small block. He got the fastest all-motor small block in the country. I'm looking at this shit like, man, all this shit is set up. Come on, man. He bring his five best guys, and all of them lose, and all of Oklahoma win. I say, man, this is some bull crap.
Yeah. This guy's name... That's talking so much shit to Brett Wagner. His name is Randy Thomas. And I put his name out there because he's so far up, got his head up their ass so far, they turn right, they're going to snap his neck. You know, it's one thing to be a fan. I get that. But when, you know, you got one guy saying, you know, street racing ain't the way to go. Someone else tells you, hey, fuck you. Not cool.
Nah, that ain't cool. That ain't cool.
But that's what this guy is. Let me see if I can...
Hey,
I don't know if this will... The sound will come out good or not. Let me see.
Brother,
yeah, go ahead.
This is nothing but a publicity stunt where they can just get advertisement and all that. It's politics. They're not for real racers. If anytime all this stuff is just set up, then when they go to Chicago or someplace and get their butt whooped and they don't advertise it, it's a publicity stunt. Because you know they came to Detroit. One of the guys with the thing is Yellow Mustang.
Talking about my man from New York. That was a guy that Turbo GT.
Camaro or Yellow Mustang, I'm going to say.
Yellow Mustang, yeah. Turbo GT, a Boosty GT, something like that. Yeah, he's from New York.
He showed up here.
Is he from New York?
No, he was from Oklahoma.
No, he ain't from Oklahoma. Because Oklahoma.
No, Boosty GT's from Texas.
Texas. Yeah, he's from Texas. Yeah,
he's from the South. Yeah. But he came here with the car, Tyson, and did some investigation and then backed out of it.
Yeah.
So that goes to show you they ragging around with their tail between their leg and trying to pick certain races so they can get this publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
he ain't on the show. He do it on his own. He go around, you know what I'm saying, state to state and grudge race on his own. So he a true grudge racer. He'll come to you. He don't care where he go. But them Oklahoma cats, they ain't doing that. They just ain't going to go, I want y'all fastest car in Detroit. Y'all five fastest cars, my five fastest cars. They ain't doing that. They go find a car in Detroit, knowing the car can't beat him, but knowing how he race, the guy's going to race them anyway to prove a point, like we ain't backing down.
Well, if they don't do it that way where they pick their fastest five, we pick our fastest five, or other states pick their
no,
fastest
no, no,
five.
No, 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 no. They get to pick the cars to race.
That's what I'm saying. If they don't pick their fastest five and we pick our fastest five and then race, we'll never know who's the fastest street racer in the United States.
No, no, you don't understand. Wait, hold on. Let me explain. They come to your town, and they pick the cars they want to race. You'll tell them who you are. You'll tell them the cars, but they'll pick which ones they want to race.
That's what I'm saying. They don't. They you can't go by them rules. You come to my state, I pick my fastest. Then you have your fastest. That's the way it should be. Then you can say who's the fastest street racer in the United States.
Well, that's the smart way, but, you know, that's
right.
Why they keep
and they're not doing it that way. This is, that's why it's considered a publicity stunt, who they want to race. Like you said, they picking at kindergarten.
Yeah.
Or at first grade.
So funny.
No, you ain't no competition with him.
It's so funny that they was at Boomer's race. Okay, they know how girls races get down. So if y'all had a girls race, why y'all in girls race? Why y'all just out there making test pass?
Or why not even
or
come off trailer?
You know, they wouldn't even come off the trailer. Come on, man, that's crazy. They know they can't, you know what I'm saying? They ain't with the big
guys,
so they stayed on the porch.
Hold on 1 second, man. We can open up some mics.
Mm-hmm.
414-6614. Who's this? Hello?
Well, that's right. KO Mike here race tonight.
Hey, no, this Stokes, man.
Who's it?
This Stokes with these sad strangles.
Oh, what's up, baby?
What's going on? Y'all ain't got no race reports?
Not yet, man. Hopefully they'll be coming in soon.
I know last night, Lil Rick knocked off Candy Crusher.
Yeah,
gave him a back tire.
Somebody had on Facebook, they say Candy Crusher beat 9-on-1 earlier.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. They said shit like that. It's on Facebook, though. Somebody had posted
They say he changed his whole operation around. So he got a whole nother team working with him on that car now. New driver, new tuner, new everything.
Oh,
they said last night it would make some nice hits. It looked real good last night.
Well, sit tight, man. I'm going to open up another mic. We might have some info here. 504-0388. What we got?
What's happening there, T.O.?
Oh, what's going on, baby?
These nuts racing. What's going on?
What's going on, baby? Where you at tonight?
Man, I just left from out there. They filming right now.
Where at?
Outlaw Boys in New Orleans on the street. They filming an episode right now as we speak.
Oh, yeah? Are you out there?
I went out there. You got to have passes. I didn't have a pass to get out there, so we couldn't get in. But they went out there tonight. They went out there last night. I tell you what, I can't take nothing from them, bro. Them are some bad motherfuckers.
No doubt, man. Those cars fly.
Let me tell you what, on the street over here by us, our street's like a goddamn track. Them motherfuckers got down, you know. But you right about how that caliber cars are way better, way faster cars than the one they pick on, you know, and that's the only bad thing. I mean, I think they picked about 25 cars, and then they're gonna race 20 races, and then they'll pick 7 races. So if you beat them, they don't need to pick your race. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I think they got the GTO out there. They got the Murder Nova. They got the Monza. They got the Sonoma. The El Camino. They bought Flips El Camino out there. So, but you know.
Hey, Alan, real quick.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a quick question. What happened to Flip?
He committed suicide.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I never knew. I just knew he was there, and then he wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. He's a good dude. You know, I knew him. I mean, I knew him personally. Not really personally, but I knew him through another friend that does my carburetor. Matter of fact, out of He used to be out of California.
Well, you know, Alan, this is what I want to ask you. Now, I know what happened out here in California. And I don't know if that's the same thing happening there. But just keep an ear out for this.
Look.
The cars that they're going to race are fast cars. No doubt.
Yeah, without a doubt.
But are they equal to theirs?
No. I tell you what, they have one Camaro that's supposed to be racing Big Dave with Sonoma. There's one Camaro he's pretty bad. You know, it's going to be a hell of a race. If they both get down the track, I think Dave's going to lose. That's Sonoma to lose. But we got to see. I mean, they both made a hit last night. Matter of fact, they showed up. I'm going to tell you how good they got. You know, and a lot of people, you know, knock them, but you know what? It's a television show. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, it's a TV show, and you got to realize that. And these guys never said that they are street. They're street cars. I ain't never heard them say they street cars.
No, they don't. They say they're the fastest street race cars.
That's why it says cars. It says outlaw street because they, you know, race cars on the street. You know, but
right.
They don't pick on a caliber cars they should, you know what I'm saying? But they want to race people that's been racing on the street because they got on Facebook and they asked us who's the fastest on a pad, you know, and that's what we call our track out there is the pad, you know. And I tell you what, shit, man, that, you know. But most of our guys that runs on a pad is running street cars, you know what I'm saying? I mean, fast street cars, but... You know, I mean, there's not too many track cars like, say, Tough and the Murder Nova and all that caliber cars out there. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And they call in some other cars that so-called street cars out there to race, but they ain't never been on, they really ain't never been on the street getting down, you know? They must test it at the track. But, and it's not like you get an extra, you get a time trial, you know what I'm saying? You don't get no time trials, but you see what they did last night is the cops blocked it off. The cops was out there when they made a hit. They went out there about 2 o'clock in the morning. Then they made a hit. They made a hit to about 4 o'clock in the morning. Soon as they made a hit, loaded up, the cops ran everybody off. You see? So I mean, but another thing I heard is, I mean, I don't know if it was a coincidence, but they ain't know where the cops could sit there and watch them. You know what I'm saying? So
let me stop you right there.
I mean,
no, hold on.
That.
Let me stop you there, Alan, because I'll tell you what happened in California. That street that they raced on is a street that they normally street race on. But here's what they had there. They had paramedics there. Mm-hmm. They had CHP there. And it was a close set. Kind of like how yours is tonight. You had to have a pass to get in, or you could watch from far away, but you had to have the credentials to get in. So what it is, it's a TV set they turned that street into. Those cops that are there are paid to be there.
Sure.
So everything that's going off tonight isn't behind anybody's back because the TV station has to get permits.
Sure, they did. I think they gave permits to come out there late that night to come test, to be honest with you, because, you know. But
well, here's what they did for us.
Go ahead.
They came out about a week before, maybe four or five days, and they were already testing on the street that we were going to be racing on. We didn't know the street until the night before. So they're laying rubber down in their lane. We're probably both sides. But let me ask you this real quick, Alan. The Camaro that's supposed to race the Sonoma. Is that car raced on the street before?
No, it hasn't. It hasn't, but the guy called him up and told him that, hey, I don't want to be on your show. I want to race you. I want to race you for money. That's what I want to do. So
right.
He's been down some raggedy-ass tracks before, so he knew that he could get it down the street. And when they went out there yesterday, so he did a burnout, went straight down the street. You know what I'm saying? And it's a fast car. You know, put it this way. It's going to be a hell of a race. You know, if that Camaro stayed hooked up, I mean, I posted on D's Nuts Racing. You can see the Sonoma out there testing. I got the Sonoma, and then I got Booster GT. He's out there right now. He's racing. He's on a TV show right now on this series, you know. So
who's he racing tonight?
He's racing a Firebird. I don't know if you ever heard of, you ever seen Travis Black? He's, not Travis Black, Travis Santa Cruz from New Orleans. He's got a 6-0 with nitrous. I mean, it's a fast little street car, but it's a street car, you know? I mean, that turbo can drive anywhere, you know, because it's so, you know, I mean, you can put pump gas in and turn the turbo down and drive it anywhere, you know?
Right.
I mean, that car he's got is probably a 25-3 or whatever car that he's racing on the street, you know what I'm saying? And he goes around and does the no-prep races, you know? That's his thing. He likes the no-prep races, and he'll race anybody on the street, too. He's fast, you know? He's real fast. So, I mean, I don't think Travis Carr's in his caliber, but like I said, a race is a race, and these boys ain't backing down here neither, but they know they don't have a prayer, you know, on some of them. So.
Right.
Hey.
Well, I'm just curious about is that, well, I know now that Murder Nova's not going to call in tonight, because he's out there faking his shit, but here's what the part that bugs me. No doubt those cars are fast. You know, no one's going to argue that.
Yeah.
But why won't these guys take it to the track? I mean, don't you think that if they went to the track, that it's an even playing ground there?
It's too much like right.
Yeah. No, let me tell you. Let me tell you what. Behind the scenes, them cars are owned by Discovery. I mean, I'm not saying that Sean don't own Murder Nova. He owns a Nova, but they put money in these cars, and they lease these cars out probably for the season. That's why they can't tell you I'm coming to run tough in California. You see what I'm saying?
Right. Yep.
We tried to hook them up last night. They tried to race, and somebody made a comment, if the car would break while we racing, we would lose our job. Or lose, you know what I'm saying? I would be off the show because, you know, it's not his
lose
car.
Money.
It is his car. I might have said it wrong. It is his car.
No, I know. I'll explain it for you.
Discovery, so Discovery own the rights to it right now.
They lease the cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And it came out of California.
All of them are going to turbo. I didn't know. You know Chuck's Mustang went to a turbo?
They all did.
Turbo, yeah. You know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Bill
Lux was out there on the street with him last night. Jeff Lux, I'm sorry.
I didn't know that. I didn't know he went to...
See, that's just the next step for him. But here's the thing. These guys, when they came out to California...
Yeah.
They were going to pull the Sonoma off the trailer. Voting with the Nova... And the Sonoma, Daddy Dave. So we go out to where we raced out in Compton. And everybody and their mother was that this track. I don't need to tell everybody in the grudge world how many people go to a race. But
right.
That's how many people were there. So, LAPD rolls up, and the guy walks over to him and says, hey, these guys are out here from Oklahoma from that show. They're challenging California to a race. We know what's wrong, but we can't back down. He says, I'm going to be back in 15 minutes. If this race hasn't gone off in 15 minutes, I'm breaking it up. The Nova comes out of the trailer, warming up. Sonoma wouldn't come off the trailer. They were on a real street race, and they backed out because it wasn't on TV. And they know when it's not on TV, they get their ass kicked because Tough Enough up in Chicago rolled his ass.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Hey, what did when I was on your show one time, Dave locked up with Tough for 5,000, right? Didn't that happen? Did that race happen?
The race? No, the race never happened. They haven't raced again.
But do you remember on the show that they talked about racing for 5,000 and he said he didn't want to be on the show? He wants to just do it for the money?
Yeah, I think they were
fighting.
He was trying to lock it up, and he wouldn't do it. He was basically so many words, you got to come back on the show, and that's the only way you get a race.
Yeah.
So many words, that's what he was saying.
When he was on the show, he said that he was going to race for 5,000.
That's what he said.
He had to wait till a certain date or some bullshit or something.
Yep, he sure did.
That's what that was. But...
Yeah, I don't know how that panned
I think like the same thing like how y'all think it's rigged and stuff like that. But I mean, the thing you got to look at it is it's a show. You know what I'm saying? And all TV shows, something's got to be fake about it. You know?
Yeah. Man, you look at it like this. You know, I understand where they're coming from. They don't want to knock their money. So, you know, I can look at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Because as far as this show, they done got a whole lot of sponsors come aboard, you know.
See, they can't do what they were doing. They can't, you're right. They can't do what they did before. See, before, they'll come to you and race. But now since they on the show, they can't do that, and that's why they do what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, hey, if that's how you made a living, you know what I'm saying? You'd probably do the same thing. You know, I know I would.
I ain't mad at him.
Because what they do is they go around and promote this and then make everybody look stupid. Out in California, we lose six races, and they didn't even want to race the fastest guys.
That's what they're going to do down here. I mean, honestly, we really don't have any major cars like that down here. Now, we could have got some people to race because, I mean, I'd be one of them to put my car on the street if I knew they were coming and I could get a locked-in race with them. You know what I'm saying? And then I knew they was going to block it off and I could race and not get, you know, any shit.
I love
that.
Hey, you guys, hold on. I'm going to open up another mic right now. Hold on one sec. 734-4924. Your mic's live. Who's this?
How you doing today, Tao? Melvin, man.
What's going on, Melvin?
You, man. Just sitting back listening to the show.
Oh, good deal, man. Missed you, man.
That Camaro that's supposed to run tonight is one of my Facebook buddies' cars down there, man. And they want it running bad, too. Anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 tonight. They told me today it was supposed to go down tonight, so I'm just waiting on the race report to come back from it if it happens.
Well, I'll tell you, and I can't say this happens in every state, but I can tell you in California, from what I heard, and I'll say, let me say it this way. What people have told me that were there, all the money that they bet for,
was handed right. back to the guys who lost.
For sure, man. Yeah. I believe that.
So I don't know how, you know, real, how true. I'm just saying, man, if you guys are claiming to be the fastest, let's take us to the track and find out. Let it all hang out.
Well, you know, like they saying, it's a TV show, so, you know, they just trying to put it on TV so we can get, you know, people watching the show and everything like that. So I guess they got different guidelines for all of that.
Right.
You know, Pink's All Out was more real than this. You know what I mean?
You sold yourself for a minute.
What's that, Tyson?
I said basically they sold themselves to, you know, to get a good paycheck, which, you know, on that note, I ain't knocking them because, hell, you know, if you can get paid doing this shit, hey, that, you know, that's what it's about. Especially getting
you know,
a people to help you with it.
They sold themselves out for a lie, and that's what they're doing.
Because they doing turbo fast, like they're giving that shit away free.
They lie saying they the fastest, and they just make some money off of it. So we can't be mad at them.
But it's a TV show.
Mostly all of them got pro-line motors.
And it's getting TV ratings. So, I mean, you know, as long as they're getting the ratings, they're going to do what they got to do.
Exactly.
That's what it's all about. If they wasn't getting no ratings and it wasn't the way they wanted it to be, it wouldn't be on TV no more. We wouldn't be talking about them.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Well, it just bugs me, you know, just, God, it's just so fucking chicken shit. It's like
you said, I don't mind, I don't mind what they do, but my thing is,
to watch the show,
the same car, that's your caliber on the street, and go from there.
Hey, Tio, what Chicago boys did? They beat all the cars?
Wait, I didn't say here, what was that?
I said, what did Chicago do against them boys? I heard they busted their ass. They beat all of them.
No,
the only thing I really know about was tough.
They ran the Super 8. They wouldn't do nothing else.
Hey,
they were running more races.
Charlie Wilson was playing at the 60-foot, y'all.
What's that?
Charlie Wilson was playing at the 60-foot mark.
Oh, gap.
Hey, it's on the internet. Y'all gotta do is go look at it.
Oh, it's already up on YouTube.
What is
that?
Yeah.
Man, let me see if I could do that.
What's the title on YouTube?
Someone's on
the
speakerphone.
Yeah, Rich got it on YouTube too.
Who?
Good Rich. Yep. Tell your boy out there in Cali, he got it on YouTube too on one of his pages.
It's on Street Outlaw Racing. That's what it's on. Look on YouTube. It's called Street Outlaw Racing.
Wow.
Oh, man, these guys.
Well, what I heard with that, when they ran in Chicago, after they got their nuts squad with the truck, they loaded up, didn't want to do nothing else.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, they got California. No, I just see California.
Yeah. Hello?
I'm here.
Everybody
you there?
There?
Yeah.
Hello?
I'm just trying to see. I don't see it. I just see the stuff that's, I don't even want to look at the stuff in California. But they got Tough Enough on there.
Hello?
Yeah.
I see it. You see it?
No.
You don't see it? It's
what's
called
it on?
Street
Wait.
Outlaw. It's called, it's on, you know, the, go to YouTube and search Street Outlaw Racing. You will see it.
That's where I'm at.
Oh. You see the Street Outlaw thing?
Oh, there it is right there. I'm a retard. Hey, I'll be the first to admit it.
What's wrong? Your Cadillac is acting up.
I'll tell you though, that chick that's in the top 10.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
I'd race her for no money. Loser has to wear G string. And
you're
I ain't losing.
For the panties?
Well, you gonna be the G string.
I ain't losing.
Oh, there's gonna be some tan cheeks hanging off the G string.
Woo wee! Let me see. I'm not seeing anything of the racing though.
Oh man.
No, I'm not seeing nothing.
Clean your Calyrex. Like the old man down the street called him Cadillac. Yeah, I just came and got my Cadillac check. I'm like, Cadillac?
Hey, it should say Sonoma versus Tough Enough.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Clean your Cadillacs. See there?
Yeah. Put the Gap band on his ass.
He oh, he sure did.
Got the fuck out of Dodge.
But, you know, that's not aired. They don't talk much about that one.
Oh, no.
Hey, and what's even fucked up, they didn't even put that shit on the show, man. And that
still
was a
good
show,
right?
They don't say it was a good race, but...
you don't see that one.
And they could have put that on the show and limit all that bullshit that goddamn... what's the station that was doing? Farm Truck and a Little Asian, all that bull crap they was doing.
Whoever dude was, what they call him, Tough, man, put the Gap band on their motherfucking ass.
Oh, man, yeah. He just was gone.
He disappeared.
See, that's the stuff that they don't put out. And it makes these guys look like they're untouchable. Well, they went to Chicago and they got raped in Chicago. They got manhandled in Chicago.
I see Lil Rick raped Tony Bonds. That's what it says on Facebook, but I can't watch the video right now. I don't know who won the race. But Lil Rick raped Tony Bonds.
I know he supposed to be giving Lil Rick supposed to be giving Tony Bonds a back tire. I know that was the race last night. They posted.
We'll probably get phone
calls.
We'll probably start getting phone calls in about 10 minutes. Ish.
Yeah, that was a race last night. He pulled me.
There was another race last night, too. I forgot what happened in that one.
You know, Lil Rick and Candy Crusher ran last night.
Was it that one?
Uh-huh.
Now, we'll get the 411 pretty soon on all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, Alan, how many races are they going to be doing for the show?
They said they're doing 20 races, and they're picking 7 out that 20.
Oh, so you know it's going to be the 7 that they win.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
There ain't going to be no 7 if you lose.
Yeah.
You know what? I hope and pray to God that it's a clean sweep and all you guys take them 20 wins so we ain't got to watch a show for a week. Well, I don't watch a show anyway. But
oh,
okay. So I just don't know too much about it. Just what I read on Facebook.
I really don't know.
I bet the ones they pick, the races ain't going to be nowhere near close.
Well, I wish I had their phone numbers. And then when you tell me they're on the line, I'll start calling them.
Beat the bumblebee. You heard me? The shadow
rapping with
beat
the bumblebee?
Bumblebee. Yep. Shadow beat the bumblebee.
Okay. Turbo Camaro.
Was it close?
Oh, that's a yellow turbo Camaro.
What? Tony has two cars?
No,
put a turbo on that?
Hello.
I mean, they're the same car, but it's two different people.
Oh, okay.
This is a Pro 1 and Pro Mod, and little Tony's stock style suspension.
But does little Tony have a turbo now?
No. Two different cars.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The yellow one is a stream back half car, the turbo one, that ran the shadow. But they're the same color, same identical car, black. I mean, yellow with black stripes.
And Tyson, I'm sorry, man. I had a special surprise for you tonight. And I don't think he's going to make it in. And I'm upset about it now.
Can you call him up, Tao?
What's that?
Can you call him up?
I just got a text. He's working. He won't be able to call in.
Say the meatball.
Oh, dude, but you know what? It's all right, man. You'll get what's coming to you.
I know it better not be nothing about no damn Vegas. I know that.
Oh, you know it's got something to do with a Vegas.
This is
the best news I've ever heard.
What makes you think it's something about a Vegas?
I know it is. I know it is.
Tyson, when I heard this news, I was like that penguin doing little happy dance with my feet. Well, I couldn't stop.
I know it's something to deal with a Vegas.
Hey, at least you wasn't that dog dragging his ass across the floor.
Should I just tell him?
Nah, you might have to wait till next week.
Oh, he's going to wait a whole week.
I told you I'm bringing the pen for the head. He goes,
well,
I love him.
Well, you can't wait till next week. Shake, we'd be at the track.
Oh, man. Well, you could get on still.
Why? What's happening at the track next week?
The Grudging.
Yeah.
Is it Mylan?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mylan.
Yeah.
Mylan, Nani, Peso, and Grudging.
Deanne sent me a message. Baxter.
Uh-huh.
She sent me a message on my phone about it.
Well.
Who, Janine?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you got time to fly out here.
Oh,
leave
I won't be able to make it out there. We got a show to do.
You know he ain't coming out here in no damn 50, 60-degree weather. He'd be out there with a snowsuit on.
I'll be one of those Parka jackets with the little fur around the hood.
You know the ones that's out of place. They somewhere different. Like, he ain't from here. Right. He had to get him a snowsuit on with Timberland boots.
Hey, Tyson, he'll be hanging around the campfire.
Yeah, I'm like, what's wrong with him? He must not be from here.
I'll be the one to start the fire in the trash can. Saying, why am I here? I'll be singing songs.
No, you should come on down. It's supposed to be 82 degrees, ain't it, Tyson?
Yeah, 80.
Hey, it's going to rain.
Come on.
Watch this. I'm going to impress you right now. Because this is how I roll. Let me find it.
Don't nobody ask you to look it up on your computer.
Listen. Listen, this is what I have on my station thing. I have at home. I have in Fontana. I have Las Vegas. I have Detroit. And I have Atlanta, Georgia. And I know it's 42 degrees right there and partly cloudy and it feels like 36. So hell no, I ain't coming.
You know the y'all weatherman screwed up.
Now watch this.
It's going to be 82 degrees.
I'm looking at it right now for May 3rd. It's going to be 56 degrees and 20% chance of rain. Hell no!
Man, you know y'all 3 hours behind, huh? So that's inaccurate.
See, yours is different. See, yours ain't accurate, man.
Yeah,
oh, no, it's accurate. It's accurate.
Nah.
It's, and then listen to this. You're going to have rain on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Yeah.
Won't happen.
I'm just saying, man. See, Thursday's 30%, Wednesday's 60, Tuesday's 70, and Monday is 80. Yeah, I'm keeping my white ass in sunny Southern California, baby.
Oh, man, yeah, ain't no wrong with a little rain.
Y'all ain't going to get me like that. Uh-uh. I'm Wile E. Coyote. Super genius.
Ain't no wrong with a little rain, man.
Hey, K.O., hey, your weatherman about as fake as that picture you sent me.
No.
Hey, he's number 27.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down to tomorrow.
Matter of fact, I'm turning the page right now, and I see that doggone weather picture you sent me.
Uh-huh.
Page 26, didn't you, Pat?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm looking at it right here. Hell, you lie.
I'm telling you right now, you look under San Pedro, and you're going to see how nice it is out here.
Yeah. What page is that? Is that chapter one or two?
That's the
all you do is go to the weather channel, type in heaven, and it takes you right to here.
They said, lethal weapon over Showtime. And Zabo over 10-5.
Oh, okay.
Or T5, I'm sorry. Zabo over T5. They said Shadow 1. It says something about Bigelow versus Tony Wright. But it's got a video, but I can't play it while I'm on the computer. Let me see if it says who won. Bigelow over Tony Wright from earlier.
Wow.
I don't know how earlier. Yeah, that's about an hour ago. Bigelow beat Tony Wright.
Bigelow
got the Malibu, ain't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, we seen it when we got a house of hook.
Mm-hmm, the red and black. Nothing like red.
Oh.
Tony Wright. Told people Tony Wright was just a fluke.
That's a bad call.
You're just a fluke. You ain't gonna be able to back up with
it. I tell you what, it looked like a piece of junk, but that motherfucker rides.
Oh yeah.
What, Big Mike?
Tony Wright.
Oh, Tony Wright.
That son bitch has so many grease prints, hand prints. Yeah,
well,
man, grease prints, hand prints all over the window. I'm like, how in the hell he gonna see?
Hey, he came to Hattiesburg, right? They had a guy this guy's got a clean car. It's just I think it's a turbo car, and, I mean, it's pretty, pretty. Boy, he told Tony Wright he can have the back tire. He gave Tony the back tire, and Tony ate that motherfucker up. You hear me? I was like, God damn.
Don't judge a book by its cover, yeah.
Hell no.
Hey, Tio, you remember when I went down to Lena, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's what Willie Dog said. Willie goes, oh, look at this dude. He's got some Prima spray paint. Look, after I took off, he says, look, he's Prima this car down. Look, he says, after I took off, he says, he's trying to suck to somebody.
Yeah.
I said, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sleeper.
Prima helps somebody fool.
Oh yeah, that's why my car stays primered.
Hey, I wish I never painted mine, T.O. I promise you.
Nah, I'm leaving mine primered. I just got to look before I get some more rattle can red. Fix her up.
Oh, Lord.
All is good.
Paint over the grease spots and everything, right?
No, I sand that down. I sand that down and just give another shot.
Put a new coat of prime, huh?
That's it, man. When I'm going racing, give it a nice shot. You should see my car in some pictures, man. You can't even tell its primer looks so good.
I'm calling Sherman and Williams. come Monday morning, and I'm putting an all-out bulletin, putting your face where you can't buy no more rattle can, nothing.
Why are you going to mess up my game?
No. You can't even buy no regular. They ain't going to let you buy no type of paint. House paint, nothing.
No model paint.
No model paint, no nothing. Anything to deal with paint products, period.
So you guys are going to be at the track next Saturday night. You guys aren't going to be on the show when Brett Wagner's on here, huh? Big swag.
We're going to step to the side and get on there and listen.
You know we ain't
going to down here.
You know we can still play it. We be broadcasting from the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope we see some good racing going on. You know they're having a shootout too. You know, there's a couple about five or six good grudge races that I know of, and I think they locked in a couple more, so
yeah,
it'll be a pretty good show.
I just hope Whit don't run out of ammunition when he come up here.
Mm.
A lot of people coming up.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a pretty good show, pal.
It'll be a pretty good show. Well, Whit's supposed to be coming up. Whit coming up. He got Young Money locked in. Some guys up here, Young Money Race Team.
500 on 15.
He got them locked in, and I believe he got Brian Davis locked in too.
One of the D&D boys from Arkansas coming. One of the Arkansas boys.
That'll be a good race. That'll be a pretty good race, man. That'll be a good race.
Hey, have you guys talked to Sleepy at all?
Yeah, I talked to him on Sunday.
How's he doing, man?
He's doing all right. He's keeping himself busy, working, trying to get them kids in college. Every little minute he get a chance, he work on his truck. We'll put a little money to the side. He's doing all right.
Right.
Hey, let me see if I can catch up with him. If I fall off, Tail, put me back on.
You got it. Know I will. Yeah, you know, the shootout out here that we've been talking about, I'm just not trying to figure out how many people. Uh-oh. Somebody's on speakerphone.
Uh-oh.
But I was just trying to figure out what we can get going.
Uh-huh.
I'd still like to do it here in California. But Vegas just seems so practical. So people come with their families.
Right.
I mean, I think I might be able to make more money throwing dice than I will racing my car, so. Whenever I lose at the track, I can hopefully make up on a craps table.
That's what it's going to be at the craps table.
Like, man, well, what a guy who's throwing the show.
Hold up. He's at MGM right now. How can I help you?
Wait, what happened?
Like, where's the guy who's hosting the show? Oh, he's at MGM right now. How can I help you? He should be back in about 2 hours, hopefully with some money.
Some money. Man, alive. I'm surprised we haven't got people calling from the race out there. Unless they go all night out there, though, huh?
Yeah, I believe so. I think they go about 2, maybe a little bit later. I know they're running like hell. I know you got $20,000 purse up. So, even if I ain't the fastest cut, I'm worth trying now, shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can figure that, man.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out how many people would come out west.
Right.
To do this.
Right. You never know.
See, you're gonna see a Witt out there then at Milan?
Yeah, Witt, they're supposed to be here, supposed to be coming.
Tio.
Well, ain't no supposed to be.
Yeah, what's up, Mom?
Rody over Youngstang.
What is it?
Oh, Rody knocked off Youngstang.
Rody beat Youngstang.
Beat Youngstang.
Youngstang, yeah.
I heard of him, but I don't know
what he's from. Yeah, I know once upon a time he had an old motor car, but I think he done switched up and put a nicer motor in it. I think that was the last month he was at a race, and when he had the old motor, and a guy bought the motor out the car that day. He said he was switching over to a nicer motor.
I'm still trying to, you know, I don't think that was the race I was thinking of last night. Somebody crashed.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't hear nothing about that one.
You know, it'll come to me.
I ain't hear nothing about that one.
They're in Carolina, right?
Yeah.
They said,
off the hook, yeah.
They said, Cooper Performance is waiting for the hit from Junior Witt.
Oh, okay.
Let me see if they, that was 45 minutes ago. Let me see if it.
Boy's getting it on.
Let's see. I got to find that thing because somebody got to an accident.
Oh. I ain't heard nothing, Phil.
Let me see. Dean Faw had a green Mustang.
Dean
Faw. That makes sense?
Ooh.
His car caught wrecked and caught on fire.
I ain't heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know where it was. But I guess he hit a rail.
Wow.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, I ain't
then, let me see. Oh, here it goes right here. This chick needs to learn how to take a video.
No, I ain't hear nothing about that.
Yeah, it's it's a video of Tony Bynes. Taking a pass. Yeah, there's nobody in the other lane. Or maybe there is, I can't tell. Oh yeah, there was somebody in the other lane, but they just went up in smoke, or their car caught up. Because the guy was running down with a fire extinguisher.
Oh, on a backfire.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, there's Shake. Wait, let me get Shake back in. Shake.
Yeah.
Shake with that old raggedy ass phone on. Told him about that raggedy phone. Hello? Hello?
Shake, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't hear that, did you, Shake?
Man, you better quit trying to play. This is a smartphone. This phone's smarter than you.
Oh, Lord.
It costs more than you, too.
Hey, he's got a G-body. That makes it rock smarter than him.
Hey.
Right.
Don't start now, won't be none.
Shake, I got to tell him what's up, man, because it's making me crazy, man. I can't hold out for a week.
Go ahead. Go ahead and bust his bubble.
All right, man. So a buddy of mine calls me, and I wanted him to come on the show and take this because I wanted to help him. But he tells me, he says, hey, Tao, I got to get rid of my car because I want to buy another one. I said, well, what do you got? He says, well, I got a Malibu. I go, that shouldn't be too hard to sell. I go, what are you looking to get? Because I'm looking to find me a Vega wagon. I'm like, oh, dude, you just say what I thought you said.
Okay.
I did.
I'm glad he's doing a double because I don't want to talk to his ass no way.
He was talking, and I was like, dude, I swear to God, man, I was like, you just jumped into my head. I'm like, oh, dude, you got to come on my show, and I want you to tell everybody what you need done. This will be classic.
So what you trying to say? He was
giving up. That's like giving up Holly Berry for Fantasia. That's true.
Oh, baby. That's like getting rid of Precious for Holly Berry.
That's messed up.
Oh, dude, man. It was great, man. I loved it.
I'm going to talk to him. He must be working too much and they messing with his head or something.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger, baby. I'm just saying, man, you want to get out of that G-body into an H-body. Can't blame him.
I don't know what he's missing. Don't do it.
No, but he still... The car that he's got is pretty badass. I mean, it's got a lot of money in it.
If you go back and listen to this show, don't do it.
He's already doing it, man.
He's going to wake up.
He's looking for a little street car. No, but he wants a little street car.
He
don't want no
pressure from being in his bed. Don't do it.
Oh, he will.
You hear it from a G-body man. Don't do it.
Don't see the finer things in life, man.
Gonna have nightmares.
Leave that man alone.
He gonna have nightmares. Mine gonna be playing tricks on him. Don't do it.
Hey, did I miss any more races? Anybody else win?
Yeah, did you,
yeah, these nuts.
Let me see. You got.
I'm gonna get my BB gun and shoot all three of them.
Beat Youngstang.
Youngstang.
Yeah.
Yeah, got beat.
Yeah. What's happening?
Hello.
I'm just waiting for these guys, the callers to come in and see what's happening down there. See, you know what? I hate calling people because you never know where they're at or right in the middle of something. And I don't want to be the one to call and say, hey, what's up?
Well, ain't no problem, man. They can easily say, well, I'll call you right back.
Don't call me no damn more.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to mess with nobody's money.
Oh, man. I just got my ass blowed out. What the hell you want?
Yeah. You calling to laugh at me?
What? No, man. I was about to see how your day was going, but I see how your day going now.
Like, dang, I should just stay off the phone. That's why I like it better when they just call me. We can go from there.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Taylor, whatever happened to them females you supposed to be getting on the phone?
Which ones?
The girl racers.
Oh, we got to put that out there. You know what? A buddy of mine, I was hoping that he'd call in. You know, he's into the go-kart thing. His
uh-huh.
daughter's first race in a go-kart, she comes in first.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So, Camo Man, if you're listening, brother, hey, get that girl in here. She's probably, he's in West Virginia, so she's probably sleeping.
Yeah,
it's late over there.
Yeah, I sent him a message. I wanted to do the first interview with her after her first race.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you're going to have to send him a text.
What go-kart she run? The ones that.
She, I don't know. They got, it's, she's like maybe 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
So it's got bigger tires on it and stuff like that. You know, it's not probably one of those real fast ones.
The same one you run, Tyson.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
they just got yours turned into a G-body, that's all.
Yeah, I know what is fun though. They call them midget cars, but they run on motorcycle motors.
The midgets?
Yeah.
Now they're fun. I drove one of them.
Yeah, you get hooked on that.
Yeah,
and I drove a sprint car for a few years.
Cause you know Big Ty got him, Shake.
Who?
Big Ty.
Does he?
Yeah, he got two of them, and he got a girl driving one of his. I think it was niece drive one of them. Yeah, she been doing pretty good, too.
Wow.
Yeah, she been doing pretty good.
Wow. Oh, shit. So you guys got to be in, Ben, next week. We're going to have a show, man, with Rhett Wagner from Pastime coming in.
Yeah, so.
Oh, big crazy Wagner.
Big Swag, that's him.
Big Swag. Well,
he's coming in
thrilled.
Tonight, but he's shooting a movie. So,
He's shooting a movie?
Yeah, he's in a movie. He's doing a movie right now. He's actually on the set.
Big Swag.
Yeah, he's another good dude.
He's the only one I know making Harley Davidson look small.
I'll tell you, man, he's a big guy.
Man, he got on that Harley Davidson on that dog on Evers College commercial. I said, damn, that looked like a tricycle.
It says Lil Rigby drove by Tony. I guess Tony Burns.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Lil Rick doing it up.
Yeah,
on 28,
Rick
too. He's
wow.
on 28.
I know that was a race last night that he's supposed to get Tony Bynes wanted to run and head up.
Who's on 28?
Lil Rick, probably. Well, you know Lil Rick because Tony Bynes ain't going to be on 28.
Yeah.
See, there you have it. You know, that's what I keep saying. I don't think tire size matters.
29, I think. 29.
I think it's what you get down to the ground.
We got 29, 10, 5, 11s. Tony's
and Little Rick's got us on 28?
28, yep.
And he gave him the back tire.
I know that was a race last night. He was giving a back tire. They didn't get it off. And they're supposed to do the same one tonight, so that must have been it.
But you know what, though? Tony's got to take that race. Someone giving him the back tire?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got Tony money twice because Tony was betting with Candy Crusher last night. So I know Lil Rick loving that.
And did someone say that Whip was racing tonight too?
They
yeah.
say he ran Candy
Junior
Crusher.
Junior car's racing CP. I think CP's getting the hit.
Getting the break.
Oh, okay. Getting the break, yeah.
Okay.
But he said right here, a post underneath that said probably won't get it all because of curfew or some shit like that at the track.
Yeah, I think that's kind of tough.
See the track down here by us, if it's on a Saturday, man, as long as you're willing to put up some money, they'll keep that track open, you know? I don't know about the tracks by y'all. You know,
okay,
I mean, normally it ends at 10, and they'll go to either 11 or 12.
Where are you at?
Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Up here, we can run all night down there.
We got one track in Mississippi. He'll keep the track open 24 hours as long as y'all racing. He's a racer
right.
himself.
Right.
Yeah.
What track is that?
That's Leakesville. It's called Street Haven.
Street
8 mile track. Street Haven, Leakesville, Mississippi. Yeah, he's one of the coolest track owners ever. Matter of fact, I went for Big Drags race, for that benefit race, I went down to Alabama. And I left Friday, and I was going to stop in Mobile and try to, you know, test the car before I went there. And it was raining, so we went straight to the track. And we get to the track about 3:30 in the morning, and we pull up, and, you know, we see a few trailers there, you know, people sleeping or whatever. A guy comes outside. He said, "We get ready to leave." He said, "If y'all want to make a few hits, man, y'all be careful. Y'all can go ahead." 3:00 in the morning, we're making hits on the track. No lights on or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I leave on the night, just 3:00 in the morning, dude, I pull the wheels, I'm almost on a bumper. No prep on. I mean, they raced pro mods earlier, you know.
Okay.
Oh, it was killer. It was like you never think a track owner would say something like that. Look, go ahead and try. We, you know, go,
what?
It was killer.
That was right up your alley.
Shit,
yeah,
that was perfect. Shit.
Hey, Alan.
Couldn't have any better. Yeah.
Hey, have you talked to Lloyd at all?
Who?
Lloyd.
Lloyd?
Give me a second. Can't think of what his last name is now. Huh.
Yeah.
I can't write. I thought he was down there
I don't know what. I don't know. I mean, I might know.
How about Floyd?
Floyd?
Yeah.
What, you know, Floyd Russo? Oh, yeah. You talking about Boo. Boo-Boo.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, he was out there for the Street Outlaws. He was out there, I think, last night when they were racing. Oh, he's out there right now. No, he was out there last night. If you look on his pictures, he's got some posts and some videos he put of them racing. Matter of fact, I think he's got one other, Monza. Let me tell you what them boys are getting. Them boys
you
are
doing
getting
all right?
Down, them boys are getting down the street. Hello?
Is he doing all right?
Yeah, he's doing good. He's doing good. I think he, I don't know if he bought another car or, I thought he bought another car, but I'm not sure. But yeah, he's doing good. Yeah, I talked to him probably, I think he called me last week he called me. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't chatted with him in a while, man. I want to make sure he was doing good.
Yeah, he was doing good.
I will tell him. I said what's up when you talk to him.
I'll do that.
Man, I'm kind of curious to see what's happening out there right now. What city are they running in?
New Orleans.
Are they in New Orleans?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, is Boom out there?
I think he is.
Boom on Wheels.
Boom on Wheels. I love Boom, man. What a good dude.
Oh, he's a good guy. He's a trip.
Yeah.
He's a trip.
Yeah.
But he's a good guy.
But you know, if you need something, he'll find it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll dig it up. He'll
definitely find it. Yes,
sir. Well, we're gonna find out.
Call his cell phone. Tio.
I just texted him right now.
Oh.
See, that's what I don't understand.
How are they gonna keep this a hush hush with all the people and the cell phones and stuff they got? You know what I'm saying?
You can't. Because when they're doing the race in California, I wasn't even there. And an hour later I had the result.
Yeah.
And you know the part that made me angry about that? Is because I figured six races, I thought for sure, I really did, we had three of those races covered. I really, really believed it, man.
And that almighty dweller steps in. Where they racing right now, they got a big advantage because they can put some power down on that street where they racing, you know. I mean, Our cars leave in the air, you know. I mean, not all of them. Some cars leave straight, but I mean, some of these Firebirds. I mean, you've probably seen pictures, but I mean, they got the wheels of, you know, a foot and a half in the air on the street, digging out, you know. And I think them guys can put some serious. Hey, look at that video. That video don't look like a slouch on these nuts, Facebook, you know.
I hope Boom calls in, man. I might have to call him.
Call him and see if he answers. Well, he probably won't even feel his text or see his text. I'm calling.
All right, we're gonna call him. We're gonna call him right now, man. We're going live. We'll see if he's there. I know he's there.
I know they were grilling and everything earlier today, but I think they I think he went out there. They wouldn't let you heard of Mo Jeezy before, huh?
Miss it, hold on. I like how this phone thing works, man.
Tio, you heard of Mo Jeezy before.
Hello?
Boom! He was there for a second.
Boom.
Oh, well. He'll call back. The line dropped. He'll call back.
Hey,
let me grab another line real quick.
You know that yellow vet, huh? Mo Jeezy and them from New Orleans?
Yeah, right.
They won't let him race.
Why?
He ain't got a roll cage in the car.
Well, how do they know he needs a roll cage if they don't know how fast the car is?
They won't let him. Discovery won't let him race because of liability or whatever because he don't have a roll cage in the car.
Yeah, they have that tech where they go through it where you got to get up. They check your lug nuts, make sure they're torqued properly. They go through the whole 9 yards. Man. Hold on. Let me grab another line real quick.
Go ahead.
773-3969. Hello? 773-3969. Okay, we're going to have to put that one. Hey, Shake? Shake, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you know that number? Area code 773 and the last four, 3969?
I don't know what 773 is. What state is that?
I think that's Chicago. Let me open it up again.
What's the last four?
3969. Oh. Yeah. 773-3969. Your mic open. And you have a lot of background noise. Hello? And that number looks familiar. I just can't tell who it is. The voice in there sounded like Cadillac Joe. You got a whole lot of people up in that Escalade. Let me try to open that mic one more time. 773-3969. Your mic's open. Hello? Yeah, I don't know who it is, man. They hit the one button. Maybe I should text them and tell them their mic is open. But I was hoping that Tuff might be coming in tonight. I know he's working. He said he'd try. But hopefully we'll get him next week with Big Swag. Maybe we can get these cheese balls from Oklahoma to come in. I just, you know, Alan, I just want to talk to these guys. How come they still claim to be the fastest in the country, but they don't talk about getting beat by Tough? I mean, I know that's a tough pill to swallow, but damn. How do you do that? I got to try it. Let me see if I go to that mic again, because now they got their hand up again. 773-3969, your mic's like, who's this? Hello? Hello? Man. I don't know, man. It sounds awful loud in there. Tyson, you got any idea who it might be? Tyson. What, I lose the whole show? Shake, you there?
Shale.
Yeah, you there?
Halo. It's Melvin, man. I'm still
here. Hey, Melvin, I thought I lost the whole show for a second, man.
Yeah, I heard everything get quiet. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I got mics lit up. I got people calling. Hands up, but I don't... And I hope this ain't somebody messing with my show again, man. Oh, I'm getting so tired of this shit.
Yeah,
you know, Melvin, I think I just got to start drinking again, man. I stopped that drinking because it made me stupid. Shit, I feel like I need to go right back to it again.
I heard that.
You know, it's weird that my board, the way the board is, I mean, nothing's happened yet, but usually I start hearing voices cutting in and out, and
right.
Then my board goes white, and then it says, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio, and I'm done.
Oh, wait a...
So what's been happening with you, man? Where you been hiding out at, man? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Nothing, man. Just sitting back. I'd be on the shows listening and, you know, hearing everything that's going on and everything like that. I just let me get on here tonight and...
Well, I'm glad you did, man. I miss you on the show.
I'll start coming back on there with you, man. Me and Skin out of Chicago are supposed to get something going on with the streetcars.
Oh, okay.
I got a 12 V6 Camaro. He got a 14 Mustang, so he's going to let me get three in the lead. We're going to start something different. You know, the cars we drive around with, not too fast stuff, but...
And going back old school, Ford versus Chevy.
Yep. Just having some good old fun, you know.
How's the hot rod running?
But I ain't been messing with it. It's just sitting out there. I got to get back to working on another one of these. I ain't been motivated to mess with that thing for a while.
You know, sometimes we just got to take a step back, man.
Yep. Just sit back and watch everything that's going on. Yep, there you go.
I gotta see who this is. They keep putting their hand up.
Go ahead, see what we can get.
Okay. Okay.
773-3969, you're Mike Todd. Hello? They having a good time wherever they're at.
Yeah, they partying, that's for sure.
Shoot.
He must know he got the show on, but he ain't paying no attention to it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Down there getting,
you having that good of a time and forget what you else you're doing.
Thank old Tony and I'm going to lose about 2 or 3 races this weekend down there.
Yeah, they're not having a good outing.
No, I know the boys out of New York took money from them Friday night.
Didn't now, who did race Friday night?
One of the guys out of New Jersey up there. I forget their name. Wasn't Small Block Petey or none of them. I mean, he didn't race that Regal, the one he got. Now, they got another car he got in camp. But anyway, they lost. The New Jersey boys took their money. And I think they bet on their Candy Crush race. They lost from that one. And then he just got beat down again a little while ago. So they ain't having a good weekend in the house.
Oh, it ain't looking good.
No.
Then you figure that's one of his tracks.
Yeah. You never know who's going to pull in there.
Tyson, you on the toilet?
Say what?
You on the toilet?
I ain't on no damn toilet.
What's all that noise you making?
Man, I'm on a computer, man.
Man, plus that computer. There you go.
Hey, did you get a hold of sleep?
Man, I thought his daughter answered the phone. He said, "Daddy out." He gone somewhere in the street.
Yeah, man, I was trying to. I was hoping Bloom would have called back in. I'm gonna have to send him a nasty gram now. They must be into something deep if he ain't calling back.
Yeah, some pork chops, ribs, turkey legs, turkey necks.
Oh, he got it all down there, man.
All he have to do is top it off with some of that. Wow. Man, that's some good shit.
Some who?
Wow.
What the hell is wow?
Man, it's a girl down there in household that make up her own little batch of fruits and alcohol.
Woo woo drink.
The woo woo man.
Yeah, that shit wild, man.
Maybe see Pinky,
like,
you just go,
just like,
wow.
That is like the jungle juice.
Oh,
it's better, than jungle juice.
Don't say that word.
You can say it, Theo.
No, hell no, man.
You've been in the sand long enough.
The minute he said that, I started having flashbacks. No, just stay away from that word, man. Oh. I'm getting sick already. That stuff is great going down, but when it comes out, it takes everything out with it.
That's good medicine.
Oh, good. You get a good cleansing when you do that.
I know.
I want to lose 30 pounds. I drink that.
I know. Boost,
I know
I'm
losing 30 pounds when it comes out the other way.
You can make some jungle juice, boy. That shit tastes good. His wife was making it, man. Shit.
That's what I quit drinking was because of that shit.
Man, one cup, I was done. I ain't no drinker. I'm like, what the hell they done gave me? They done gave me some date rape.
Exactly. When you drink that stuff and you wake up and you're on a couch, that's cool. But when you drink it and you wake up on a couch in a house you don't even know who the hell's house it is, that's when there's problems.
And you wake up naked with your ankle.
You wake up naked and sweating.
Yeah. They like, what the fuck's all this peanut butter all over me, Harp? Dog licking my ass trying to get all that peanut butter. Get off me, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that jungle juice.
That jungle juice, boy. That's the devil's juice.
That's a joke. I've seen all them damn bottles of liquor. Yeah, tequila, Jack Daniels, Hennessy, vodka, strawberry, pineapples. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Man, they just dumping that shit in a big-ass damn
yeah, cooler.
Just dumping that shit in there. Sip of this, sip of that.
You know, you know what gets you? Is eating the fruit.
The fruit, yeah, that's what gets you. Yeah.
That's what jacks you up.
Yep.
Like, ooh, these strawberries are good. Ooh, these oranges are good. Next thing you know, I'm slamming in the wall.
Man, that shit ain't no joke. Man, I'm glad I ain't no
joke. You make that stuff during the day. And let and put all the fruit in there and let it sit.
Yeah.
No, I ain't doing that shit no more. Let the kids experience that
me
shit.
Me and my partner looking over there, I said, damn, they having a good time. What the fuck is they drinking? Oh, you want some? It's jungle juice. We like, what the fuck you just say? No, no, he didn't mean it like that. That's the name of the drink. Man, shit. One step, I was done. I said, there's some bullshit here. Y'all can keep this. This is what y'all do every weekend. That ain't fun to me. That is not fun.
No, I'll pass, man. That's a hard pass on that shit.
I can find something better to do than that shit.
Man. You old enough to take it?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing but a little matter.
I know when to roll them, and I know when to fold them. That shit there, I fold.
You ain't lying. You fold over.
You got that right.
I can't handle.
Man, that shit crazy.
No, that's a hard pass, man. Just can't do that shit no more. I'll just walk. Ooh. I'll open up that cooler. Just walk right past it.
Cool performance of a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we got alcohol in that cooler. Keep walking, tail.
Mm-mm. Damn, so that's 2 or 3 with the loss? 2?
No, 2 performance over lethal weapon.
Yeah. 2 that with the loss.
No, a legal weapon ain't with.
No.
No.
That's a white Monte Carlo.
Cool performance. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I hope he don't run out of ammunition. He's going to be having an excuse not to come up here.
Shit, not with.
Now, who has Candy Crusher?
I can't think of the guy's name. He a younger cat that got it. But he got other people driving and working on it for him.
But 901's racing them?
They ran them earlier.
And what, 901 lost that race?
Yep.
Yeah, got gap.
Ooh.
Big old gap.
This is payback from when they knocked them off with King Kong. The shit with other 2 cars ain't ready yet.
Well, they will be.
Oh, Shorty and Candy Cane.
Well, he's got what? He sold King Kong, right?
Yeah, he sold King Kong.
Yep, that's gone.
King Kong, the legend.
Now, Candy Crusher, is that a Malibu?
Yeah, that's Tony Bond's old car. Gangsta Boo, too.
Oh, okay.
So he bought it from Tony Bond.
And then, which car is a black Mustang?
Yeah, got that. He got better than King Kong Jr.
Now, this one's Jr.?
We got King Kong Jr. on
Okay, that's why I got. I just watched the race right now.
I know he got Predator there. I don't know what other car he got there.
King Kong Jr.
Oh,
that's
King Kong Jr.
Yeah.
But this is a Carolina Dragway. Is that the same as House of Hook?
Yeah.
Yeah. 901 spun a little bit. He spun a little bit.
That's drag racing.
But that looked like a head-up race.
They must be in the shootout.
Yeah, the shootout.
We got a shootout going on out there?
Yeah, 25-mile shootout.
Oh, that's where everybody's at.
Yeah. Boys ain't playing.
The weapon going out now.
Well, you know what? There's some crazy ass people out there.
So we go with the team that it shoot out last year.
Listen to this. I don't know where New Brayton is. Aunt shoots niece dead hours after wedding over argument about who's driving home.
What's up?
Wait a minute, say that again.
Okay. I'll read it. It says, this is what it says. This is what the police are saying. Aunt shoots niece dead hours after wedding over argument on who's driving home.
Wow. Wow.
That's some crazy ass.
I was going to say that sounds like in Detroit to me.
Oh, God, man.
That's terrible.
Hey, listen, I was watching on Detroit, about Detroit. It was on the news out here that there's some investor out there.
Uh-huh.
I guess there's a neighborhood out there that's got houses that are just all abandoned.
Oh, Baltimore.
And he wants to buy all the property and level all those houses. And he said it'd be determined on what he wants to build.
Shit, it ain't numbered. 20 houses over there in Baltimore, so shit.
I mean, where's this place at? Because remember last week we were talking about a track.
So we on the it ain't gonna be no track over there, but
that's west.
That's residential neighborhood, west side, off Water Drive.
Yeah, not too far from Telegraph.
Yeah. Ain't shit, but 20 houses over there still.
What was that?
Ain't number 20 houses over there, so all they got to do is take the bulldozer and just cut it straight across the field and run through a house and keep going.
Man, well, you know what? I'm thinking you guys are going to be on the show next week. I don't want to jinx nothing, but you guys got a bunch of rain coming your way.
Hey, dig this here. I ain't say nothing about that fake picture you sent me.
There ain't no fake picture there, baby. Come on now.
Page number 27.
Because we're going to have the same weather tomorrow. I'm going to put myself in the picture.
All right.
There won't be no Photoshop.
We're going to throw dots at it.
Man, why do you want to be so mean?
Hey Tyson, you got any fuel left in your car? We're gonna do a burnout.
I lost some chills,
man.
It's supposed to rain all week here, though. He's right about that.
See?
It's Thursday, rain. Anyway.
There you go, right there. My weatherman's working out here in California.
Was good for my golf course. That's what I call my grass, golf course.
Well, hopefully maybe those guys will call in next week. I would love to have those guys come in the show from the Oklahoma Cow Tipping Group. And hopefully Tough Enough will be in. And Big Swag's going to say he's going to call in.
Yeah,
have a really good show
to,
next week.
You might have to get their number or remind them, Tayo.
I got their number. Well, I have Brett Wagner's number.
You got to get them both numbers.
And if you don't call, I'm going to give it out to everybody. I'll tell him, hey, man, you didn't want to call him the show, so I had the show call you. How do you like that, baby? Now, Brett's a good dude, man. He's good for our sport.
Oh, yeah.
I wish he'd get another show. And, I just want to get those guys to come in and set the record straight about still being the baddest guys in the country when Tough Enough took them out. And they don't talk about that. They make them sound like they're undefeated.
Oh, no, they don't talk about them like that. Not against each other. They put their losses up against each other. But against somebody else, you ain't going to see that.
I want to see if I can get that video. I'm gonna hit Tough Enough on the see if he'll send me that video, and I'm gonna put it on their website. And I already got booted off the one from Discovery Channel.
They're gonna boot you off again.
Yeah, I know. So what? Then I'll just call and start sending hate mail. They're probably the ones putting the rumor out to boycott my show.
What did you do, Tayo?
Wait, what's that, chick?
I said, what did you do?
You know, I just can't stand these guys. I can't stand
he
perfection.
Keep bothering them people.
You fucking with
somebody
again, Tayo?
Sometimes I just do stupid shit. You know, I should know better.
Watch your mouth.
I'm being honest. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I make a lot of mistakes. That one was kind of one of them.
Now they're gonna terrorize you. Hey, Mr. Terrell, you got the back tire. Hey, Mr. Terrell.
Yeah, they wish they would.
Uh-huh. They're gonna terrorize you.
I wish they would.
They're gonna get on the private line and tag team you all at the same time.
Taylor, do you keep your car outside or in the garage?
It's in the garage.
Okay.
All Vegas.
In the garage.
Nice and warm.
You gonna wake up with a banana in the tailpipe.
Yeah, if they can get to that tailpipe, they deserve it.
Hey, he got a banana in the collector.
Yeah.
They might have had to put four or five on that.
It's going to be like the old Italian Godfather. You're going to have a horse head sitting in that motherfucker.
You know that's what they do in California.
They have a horse head sitting there like, somebody.
That's it, man. That's the law of the land.
Banana in the tailpipe.
Who's
got to go
look at
Rossi, man.
Huh.
Don't nobody touch none of my shit. Yeah. Now, you know, I wrote a, like, on that Discovery Channel site, because the Street Outlaws had one, and they had one. And I just said, just the short end of the conversation was, how many more fake-ass shows are you going to put on your channel and force people to watch?
I see what it's like.
What do I think I put on there, what do I have to do to get DirecTV get rid of this channel? I was just stupid shit.
You wonder why they block you. That's why they block you.
I know. Like I said, man, I'm not perfect. I do a lot of stupid shit. But I think I got a response from them, you know, saying that they don't appreciate this, me putting stuff like this on the internet and on their site. So after I got the email, I went back on their site. I said, look what these guys sent me in the email. They told me this. What a bunch of pussies. And then that's when I got back. So,
They're gonna put a bounty on your head.
Next time, just say all the stuff they say ain't fake. Just 10% of it, ain't.
They're
gonna
put a bounty
on your head. I think that's why I was one of the ones that weren't allowed to have a pass to go up and watch them race.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, anybody know Tao Russo? Because we'll kick your ass right now if you know. They're like, no, I've never heard of him. Oh, man, I know it's a show.
Uh-huh. They're going to tag team you. They're going to get you.
Oh, God, I wish.
They're going to get you. You're going to wake up, they're going to be all outside your door.
Hello,
Mr. Russo, what's happening? Player?
What'd you say, Tyson? They gonna tag team on him.
Yeah, he gonna wake up, go to work, and they gonna be outside the door. So what's up, Mr. Russo? Playa, what's happening?
What's
hey, man,
up, Playa? I'm here for your daughter.
Hey, man, you know it's just we were just talking and kicking. It wasn't nothing personal, man. You know, it's not gonna make me work for late, so I gotta go.
Well, you know it is the Discovery Channel. And I discovered that they're a bunch of fake-ass racers. So there's nothing wrong with that. I discovered that you put on fake-ass shit. So, I mean, I don't think I'm doing anything wrong.
You think?
I'm just saying. That
if there wasn't nothing wrong, you wouldn't be blocked off Discovery Channel. You know, you're the only person I know that blocked off Discovery Channel.
You know, I want to start another page and then go on there. I can't believe that you blocked Tao Russo for saying what he wants to say. You guys suck. I'll probably get booted off again.
Yeah.
Might even take me off of Facebook.
You're going to get hate mail in.
Oh, man. You know, I might have to sue them under false pretense, thinking that I can go out and win every single race and not lose. And then when I don't lose, or when I lose a race, I could say, they said I could win every race. I could be an outlaw and win every race. They lied to me. Now I have mental problems. Well, I have more mental problems. God knows I got mental problems.
Well, you saw that.
I don't know, man. I mean, lose once in a while. I mean, even the farm truck lost to that chick.
Yeah.
You know...
Well, you know, he was kind of, he was kind of at the bottom anyway, so they really didn't care too much about him. But I like that old time truck.
I'll tell you, man, out of all that shit on that show, the truck, I love the truck.
I'm thinking, to be honest, out of all the shit on the show, Farm Truck and Asian, they kind of make the show interesting. They be doing some silly shit sometimes.
They do all the low-dollar racing.
Oh, man. That's what keeps
it interesting. Dude, I don't know. And that chick, Tina? Boy, she's cute. Man, I like, and that's the shit I put in a race against her. Loser has to give up their underwear right there on the spot. Take them
underwear.
Off. That's what I want to see.
You say underwear?
Yeah, well, her, she wouldn't have boxers. I still like to see her in a song, boy. I'll tell you.
What if she don't wear none?
She probably listen. Oh, she's probably not. Will she be out there in New Orleans? Or they only take just the 5-6 cars?
Yeah, I believe so.
And you notice something. Every time that these guys go to a race or have a race or there's going to be a race with somebody else, it's always the Sonoma that goes out. None of those other people have confidence in their car to beat them. Tough. They had to race to Sonoma. Murder Nova didn't want to race in a race. He can't even beat the Sonoma.
Yeah,
now, I don't know what Cheese Car does. I know it's pretty badass. I like it just the fact that it's a Pontiac.
Like
it's something
Pontiac.
Different.
Yeah, I like that old Pontiac.
I do. I like that car a lot.
Yeah, I like that old Pontiac.
But, man, we should have had his ass out here, too.
I don't like that old Pontiac.
Yeah. We'll have to wait it out and see what happens. For next week's show. Man, I wish we would have had more race reports. But they're out there getting busy.
I guess
that'll be for tomorrow night's show.
Yeah, they're getting busy out there.
Yeah, because, you know, usually somebody from the 901 camp calls in.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're just getting, and I don't want to call Witt or nobody. But, no worries, man. No worries
at all.
Yes, sir. All right, fellas. Well, listen, my timer's done. And like I said, next week, Big Swag going to be on the show. Hopefully, he'll be done shooting his movie. He told me to give him a call on Friday to remind him for the show on Saturday. And that's what I'm going to do. Hopefully, Tough Enough will call in, too.
What?
I'm sure he's got their number. Oh, man, if he's got their number, dude. Yeah, we're dialing them in.
Yeah, you make sure you get their number so you can keep up with him.
Oh, heck yeah, man. They'll change their number. They'll be like, Discovery, do you ever hear of a guy named Teo Russo? They're like, yeah.
Oh, he keeps calling me.
Change your number. Because that motherfucker's he's like herpes. He don't go away. Nah, man. Hopefully we get everybody all dialed in for next week's show. And I'm not trying to be an ass, but I hope it rains next weekend so you guys don't go to the race and you guys are on the show.
Hey,
I'm being greedy.
All right. You've been an ass.
What's that?
You've been an ass.
I know. I apologize. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, well, now watch how many tremors come your way.
Don't even joke, man. That shit scares the shit out of me.
What you got on the shelf right now? You might as well take it down and put it on the floor.
I took all the expensive stuff down.
One thing that Terminator ain't going to do, it ain't going to touch that Vega.
He probably got the Vega on jack stands next weekend.
Yeah,
like,
on jack stands. We don't want this. We keep moving.
It's going to be on the floor, flat on his belly.
Now I got to go finish, get that thing going. There's a rake this weekend that was out in Fontana. I didn't make.
So, it was where?
Out here in Fontana.
Oh.
There was a rake.
Oh, there's a race out there?
Yeah. So it's all good, man. But, hey, everybody who called in, I want to say thanks. D's Nuts, I want to thank you for calling in and all that good stuff. Until next week, everybody, be safe. Have a great, warm week.
There you go again.
I'm sorry, man. I just had to get that in, man.
Push the button, Tyson.
I'm about to put him in the private room.
Yeah, well, anyway, everybody have a good night. Be safe, and we'll catch everybody next week.
All right, tell you
all right, man. All right, man.
Yep.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information.